I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on. Tracy, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Tracy Litt is a mindset and spiritual advisor for women leaders. She's a speaker, a thought leader, and best-selling author of the book, Worthy Human, Because You Are the Problem and the Solution. Excited to have you on, Tracy. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay. So my personal life, I have three teenage daughters. God bless me. they are about to turn 15, 17, and 18. So my husband and I are venturing into the, you know, kids leaving the house phase, which I'm personally very excited about. I live in South Florida. Love it. Palm Beach, gorgeous palm trees and warmth. Originally, Northeasterner, born in Brooklyn, raised in Jersey. So I will always have that edge and I love it. But I find that living in Florida is great for me energetically because I'm so energetic that the chillness of Florida is a beautiful counterbalance to that. I started my personal growth and coaching company 4 years ago, The Lit Factor. Thanks, Dad, right? Like, what's better than having your last name actually be Lit these days, right? So I always give him kudos because I did nothing to earn that. My work is personal growth work for, you know, female leaders and entrepreneurs, really leaning in on understanding how to leverage mindset and energetics, heal the wounds that you've been carrying around so that you can step into the next level version of yourself. Because at the core, we cannot create new results and stay the same. So it's a beautiful becoming process that I serve my clients in various methods of courses and programs and private coaching and live events. And why do I do what I do? Because it hurts me. It actually breaks my heart to observe human beings not accessing their potential and feeding into the lies, the greatest lie of all of our lives, which is unworthiness. And having that block their ability to live into their passion and contribute what they were uniquely created to contribute to this world. So that's what I get up every day, passionately and deeply connected to help people truly, you know, we use this phrase in growth, as you know, get out of your own way, right? Get out of your own way. But my work tells you how.
Nice. Well, that is awesome. So helping people to truly get out of their own way. Tell me more about how you can't create new results and stay the same.
Because the current version of you hanging with us right now has a certain belief system and has a certain level and quality of thinking and uses certain language and emits certain energy. So the current you is an ideal, beautiful match to whatever experience of life you are currently having, right? So your current self is a current match to your current reality. You cannot create new results, whether that's deeper connection in your relationships, 10xing the revenue in your business, you know, stepping up and becoming the version of you who has the corner office and the C-level role with that current belief system and thought process and energetics. So it's really about not having to hustle and effort into making something happen. It's about becoming in alignment with via becoming the person who already lives in that next level version of your reality. Does that make sense?
I think so. So let's just use me as an example because I'm here and I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So current George, if I make the decision that I want to 10X my revenue, just simply working 10 times harder is not going to make it happen.
No, and you will burn out before the outcome changes.
Okay, so we need to take a big, you tell me, what do I need to do?
Yeah, so 10X George, right? We're going to call that your next level self.
Okay.
Right now, what is one thing that he would do, like boom, instantly, that you are currently hiding from, hedging on, fearful of, not investing in? That version of you, let's just go quickly. 2 years from now, boom, you're standing in the reality of that 10X level. What would he do right now that you're not doing?
What would 10X George be doing right now? That's a good question. Perhaps that's part of the problem, is I don't necessarily know.
Right. Well, you know, when you think about 10Xing, what is an action or a belief that you need to have that you currently don't?
That I can make, you know, a certain amount of money every year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So right there, without us even like going too deep dive into it, we're recognizing your belief system is incongruent because George right now doesn't actually believe that 10X is possible.
Okay.
Right? So what would we have to believe in order to believe that, right? It's safe to make a lot of money. It's safe for me to serve and receive. I can make as much money as I want. I'm willing to realize and learn that I can make as much money as I want. I love money for what money can do. So which of those feels kind of resonant in your body?
Yeah. I think that they all do. I think that I love money for what it can do.
Beautiful. And when you say that, how does that feel for you?
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. Feel fine, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So that would be an example of you practicing that and reprogramming that belief through a reprogramming process. And then you now are making your belief system, your subconscious mind, congruent with what you say you want. So we want 10X George. Now we have to, and not have to actually, we get to make your belief system congruent. So now you have a new belief, and we have an entire belief system that we get to kind of take a look at and identify all the way down to, you know, who you thought you needed to be as a child. That still permeates us as adults until we take a look at it and recognize the pure lies and options in what we think and believe. So you start to believe that. I love money for what money can do. And starting to believe that shifts your energy, shifts how you show up. And then you can start thinking in alignment with that, which then will allow you to start to maybe do the collaborations, ask for what it is you want, show up a little bit more visibly, create those offers differently. And now you are basically allowing him to lead. And that's the crux of my work. So in my world, because I work with, you know, mostly women, what would she do is this movement, right? This next level version of you, get him or her crystal clear, right? This is how he walks. This is how he talks. This is what he's available for. This is what he believes. This is how he shows up. This is how he invests in himself. And then whenever you are moving through your day and you need to make a decision, or it's time to, you know, make a choice, or stop procrastinating, stop faking the funk at your desk and actually do the thing that you said you were going to do that day. You pause and you go, hold on, what would he do? Oh, boom. And it's easy.
Nice.
Right? You're not choosing anymore. That's the bottom line. Because if we keep choosing as the current version of ourselves that we are going to keep spinning in the same reality.
Now that definitely makes sense. So are there really key areas that your work on with people is it everything? You talked about how I walk, how I talk, my expectations about things.
Yes. Well, we would totally eliminate all your expectations completely, because the work is the crossroads of enlightenment and empowerment, right? It's the acknowledgement that we all are spiritual beings having human experiences, and expectations are absolute energy killers. So we would get rid of that completely. But yes, we're working on the whole of you, right? Each of us are the common denominator of every facet of our life. So it's not like we work on our business self because we're looking for business outcomes, and we work on our, you know, relationship self because we want relationship outcomes. I think that's one of the things that historically has been misinformed. We're not cross sections of ourselves, right? We are one holistic being that is creating every experience in every area of our life. So we look at you as a whole and really dive into all of, you know, walking, talking, what you're available for, what you're not, what you believe, what words do you speak? How many hours of the day do you spend in low-level emotions like anxiety and pressure and overwhelm and worthlessness and worry and negativity and complaining? And really assess, because that will absolutely prohibit your ability to create the next level of what you want.
Nice. I love everything you just said. It's super interesting that if I'm interested in having a great relationship and finding a partner, whatever it might be, that it is logical as a human to probably just go and start working on different relationship skills, but you need to do way more than that. And that's part of, so nice.
Yes. Thank you.
And this is really, I mean, it sounds like this is a story of commitment, because you can't really halfway this.
No, you can't halfway anything. And right. I mean, it's like buying a gym membership and then wondering why you're not losing weight. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't get up every day and drive, get out of the car, walk in the gym, do the work, leave and go again the next day, nothing's going to change. Right. But for some reason, we have this weird warped thing about inner work or personal growth. Like, oh, yeah, I'll just like do it for a couple of days, or I'll do some affirmations, or I started meditating. Like, why isn't everything changing?
Right.
Because it's inner work. And quite frankly, it is the most essential work you will ever do in your life, because you are the asset.
Why do people resist this?
Because change is scary. Mm. And we are up against a system. When I say system, I mean mind body, that is wired to protect you at all costs. So it's critical that we get to understand that when we try to change, our mind body is actively working against us. Its singular interest is keep them the same. Right. And our big, gorgeous, bodacious dreams are more, bigger, different, unfamiliar, right? Like all the things you want to do. So right there, what happens, that this is why, you know, the New Year's resolution stats are what they are. Mm. Right? Like 85% to 90% in the last thing I read of people fall short. Right. But it's really because we get to understand what's happening inside of us biologically when we try to change.
We're our own crabs in a bucket phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What sort of popped into my head was that, but then also this idea of you need to be happy with the things that you have and count your blessings and be grateful. That probably stopped people from doing this.
That's interesting. Yeah, I hear you, because ultimately...
You can tell me I'm wrong, Tracy. It's
no,
okay.
No. I totally will. I'm kind of digesting this as you're saying it. You know, what's interesting about that is it is a beautiful balance of recognizing your wholeness, right? Because we were all raised wrong. We were all raised in a patriarchal collective think influence of once this happens, then I'll feel. Mm-hmm. When I get the job, then I'll feel successful. When I lose 10 pounds, then I'll feel lovable. When I make X amount of money, then I'll feel worthy, right? When my kid acts fabulously, blah, 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 then I'll be happy. And the truth and the reverse is that recognizing that your happiness is an inside job and that it really is about that gratitude and wholeness and appreciation for everything you have right now, right? And truly not needing the 10X. This is the interesting kind of tightrope. We don't need the 10X. I don't need the legacy that I'm building. I want it. It's gravy. It's how I want to contribute to the world. But in my Tracy Litness, right, and in your Georgeness, being able to go within and recognize, wait a minute, I'm whole. And the truth is I have everything I need right now in this moment.
Yeah, I think that that's really well said right there. I think that that's really well said. I am whole and I have everything that I need in this moment. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Thank you.
In terms of energetics, mm-hmm. that's sort of a, I don't know if that's a weird word or not.
What do you mean?
Where it's a little wooey.
Okay. I love this. So here's, I'm on a quest. George, I have lots of quests.
Yes.
Quest one, eradicate the greatest lie of our lives, unworthiness. Okay. Quest two, eradicate the use of woo-woo.
Okay.
And here's why. Here's why. I'll add more quests as we go. Because inherent in that is such a judgment, skepticism, and denial of the truth of our spirituality. Mm. Right? So when we categorize it and label it that way, and that again is a function of our upbringing, mm-hmm. right? Of history. It's not woo-woo. It's real. It's science. We are spiritual, energetic beings having human experiences. If you want to keep denying that, you are self-selecting to screw yourself over mm-hmm. because you're not working with all the power you have. You're only hanging in your humanness, which is where the fear and the anxiety and the lack and the aloneness lives. So energetics, when I'm speaking to it, is recognizing, okay, fine, Trey, I'll believe you. Everything's energy. Just jump on my train. Then you'll find the evidence and you will really get it, right? Actually, I'm going to give a shout out. Pam Grout has a book. Do you know her? Do you know who her books?
I don't.
Okay, so she has a book called E Squared. I'm actually looking at it. Yeah, E Squared by Pam Grout. And it's 9 experiments that reflect back to you that we are actually energy. It helps to alleviate the skepticism. So I highly recommend that. But so energetics is the recognition that we are energy and that when you change your thoughts and when you shift how you spend the hours of your day and the emotions that you spend it in, and when you change your language, meaning going from like complaining to appreciation, and when you shift your focus and attention, and when you heal some of the wounds that you're still carrying, because we all have them, your energetics shift. Meaning the energy you emit in the world, right? We've all been in a situation where we're on a call or we're in a meeting and someone walks in and you're like, who just sucked the air out of the room?
Sure.
Like, why does it feel tense in here, right? And conversely, you have a situation where someone walks into a party and you're like, who's that? They're just so, wow, okay, I felt that. That's energy. That's energy. So that's kind of the quick and dirty of what I mean by energetics.
I love it. And that certainly makes all sense in the world. And I forget exactly what it was that you said. It's a matter of you're screwing yourself over if
you're denying the truth of your energy. Yeah. Yeah.
And I 100% agree. I think I don't know that we actually use the language specifically, but what got you here is not going to get you where you want to go. You can't get the new results while you're staying the same. And I think making that shift towards better understanding energetics and embracing them has helped me greatly. So I'm glad that you were able to articulate that way better than I could. So well done, Tracy.
Thank you.
Well, Tracy, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Whew. Slow it down, people. Slow it down. Here's why. You can't change what you don't notice. And you can't notice if you are constantly in a sympathetic nervous system stress state. Right? I mean, we are so constant that I really just want to invite you to slow it down. And bonus tip, notice the thoughts that your mind offers you when you try to slow down and it tries to convince you that you can't because you've got so much to do and you're just so busy and one more email and this and that. And it's like, no, slow it down so that you can start to notice so that you have the opportunity to make new conscious choices.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Tracy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Come on over to thelitfactor.com. It's lit with two T's, and you will find resources and blogs and support and programs and all different ways for us to hang out.
I love it. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tracy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to thelitfactor.com. That's thelitfactor.com. Check out all the great resources that Tracy has up there. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.